Good morning, I'm Vin Abneau. The parkway reopened around 3:30 a.m. this morning after emergency repairs were required between exits 91 and 98 in Brick and Lakewood resulting from Wednesday night's fire. Closures on Burnt Tavern Road over the parkway were also removed. The Asbury Park Press and other media outlets report that the fire came from underneath the road and manholes needed to be opened. Toms River Police need your help in providing any information that can lead to the arrest of two men who brutally beat a convenience store clerk on Lakewood Road before robbing him on Tuesday night. The two suspects then left with their ill-gotten gains. We have their pictures on our app. Governor Phil Murphy has signed an executive order requiring all New Jersey healthcare workers, including employees of nursing homes, assisted living facilities, veterans homes, and other congregate care settings to get vaccinated and boosted with no test-out option, or they'll be fired.
The governor says the time has come for all healthcare workers to get vaxxed and boosted.
We are no longer going to look past those who continue to put their colleagues, and perhaps, I think even more importantly, those who are their responsibility, in danger of COVID. That has to stop.
Andy Aronson of the Healthcare Association of New Jersey, the group that represents nursing home workers, says he applauds the governor's goal, but for every action, there is a reaction.
I understand and support the idea that we want all of our healthcare workers to be vaccinated and boosted. We also are dealing with a worker shortage here, and we have to be cognizant of what these types of mandates are going to do.
I'm David Mathew.
The rate of transmission for COVID in New Jersey remains below one, signaling a continued contraction of this latest wave. Despite high demand for testing, the number of new cases also continues to drop, now about a third of what we were seeing a week ago. More are also being discharged from the hospitals, with occupied beds just over 5,200. Retired teachers in New Jersey can go back to the classrooms and not jeopardize their pensions. The new law signed by Governor Murphy aims to alleviate staff shortages that continue to force school closures. Under the law, teachers can return to work for up to 2 years and continue to collect their pensions if they are filling critical need jobs. Open container zones for alcoholic drinks, which cropped up due to COVID, could be here to stay under a new law in New Jersey.
Some shore towns, including Cape May, Atlantic City, and North Wildwood, had allowed for public drinking in certain areas as the pandemic threatened peak tourism season in 2020. By the end of that summer, Atlantic City's open containers in the tourism district were made permanent. By last spring, the Taxpayer Association of Cape May voiced concern over keeping such drinking zones there as they felt it had rebranded Cape May into Bourbon Street. I'm Erin Vogt.
A fire at a home on Sarah Court in Marlboro Tuesday required the presence of several crews to put out the flames emanating from the garage. There were no reported injuries as a result of the fire, which remains under investigation, but Marlboro police said that it does not appear to be suspicious in nature. Advocates for unauthorized immigrants wanted the state to put $1 billion into relief funds for people ineligible for federal and unemployment aid during the pandemic, but had to settle for $50 million. Now they're fuming because two-thirds of those relief funds lapsed 3 weeks ago and are being used for other purposes.
Amy Torres of the Alliance for Immigrant Justice says the problem with the excluded New Jerseyans fund wasn't a lack of need or interest, but inadequate outreach and excessive bureaucracy. So far, there have been 11,000 applicants and less than 3,000 approved.
By closing this fund, by not providing for these communities, the state is perpetuating those same harms, perpetuating that cycle of exclusion.
The program is still taking applications through the end of January. The Murphy administration says it hires six community-based groups to help with outreach and reviewing applications, and that requested documentation is needed under federal law. At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
A Berkeley man who allegedly pulled out a gun and fired at another vehicle driving near exit 80 South on the parkway has been charged with attempted murder. William Sabo and the victim quarreled prior to the shooting at a gas station in Manchester, and they both went in the same direction afterwards onto the parkway. When police searched Sabo's home upon his arrest, they found two guns, magazines, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. A new law that encourages the establishment of needle exchange programs by having the state authorize them rather than the towns is actually a scaled-back plan amended before its approval to erase a $15 million appropriation. Caitlin O'Neill of the New Jersey Harm Reduction Coalition says it remains a useful response to the overdose epidemic.
Although that appropriation is an important part of expanding these services, this bill will still save lives by removing the most restrictive barrier to harm reduction services in our state.
The money was to have included $10 million to expand the number of slots in substance abuse treatment programs and $5 million to support harm reduction services. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square, Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Thursday.